friends in Lisburn today. We're just in the playing fields, not far from the church and where we live. And just down the side of this playing field, there's a lovely display of Scottish thistles right from one end to the other. And there you have it, the national flower of Scotland, the thistle. England got the rose, Ireland got the shamrock, I think Wales got the daffodil, and Scotland got the thistle. And all across Scotland there's images of the thistle. The Scottish rugby top has the thistle on it, and I'm sure it's something that you're very, very familiar with. The beautiful Scottish thistle with its little purple head there. And there's little seeds inside this as well. And if you ever look closely at the thistles, quite often you'll see the goldfinch, one of our most beautiful and colourful birds, can get the seeds out of the thistle. One of the only birds that's able to do that is the goldfinch. So there it is, the Scottish thistle. But friends, thistles are mentioned in the Word of God. They're mentioned in the Bible, and they symbolize certain things. For example, in Genesis chapter 3, after Adam and Eve had sinned against the Lord, disobeyed the Lord, eaten of that forbidden fruit, the Lord came and said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake, thorns and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee." And I'm sure there are many farmers, many horticulturalists, many gardeners, and they certainly don't like thorns, thistles, weeds and briars growing in their fields or in their gardens. They're quite hard to deal with, they're quite stubborn, they're certainly very prickly. And if I was to stick my hand here into these thistles, I would get more than I bargained for. And the thistle or the thorn is emblematic of the curse of sin in this world of ours. The very ground itself is cursed. The ground naturally doesn't bring forth nice flowers and fruits and different things. Those things have to be planted and those things have to be cultivated. But I'm almost certain that nobody planted these thistles here. They just come up naturally, because the ground is cursed. We live in a sin-cursed world, and therefore we need a Saviour. And on his crown, on his head, was placed that crown of thorns at Calvary, symbolic of the fact that he took our curse even for us. And then in the great Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew's Gospel chapter 7, the Son of God said, "Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." And I'm sure if you had thistles like this in your garden, you would cut them down, you would bin them, you'd maybe spray the area with weed killer, because you don't really want thistles growing in your garden. And so it is with these lives of ours. It's by our fruits that we're known. The Bible speaks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so it goes on. And God's looking for fruit in our lives. As God looks at your life and mine, does God see fruits of righteousness? Or does God see the fruits of sin? So as we look all around us in this world of ours, we see many, many object lessons that speak to us about the truths of the Word of God. And the thistle is one of them. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our cameraman, Joshua, today for his patience. I've made a few mistakes, and Joshua's been very patient. So thank you, Joshua. And friends, we will see you again next time.